Day 352 or December the 18th? Yes or no? Our thoughts today come from James chapter 5, verse 12. Above all, my brothers and sisters, do not swear, not by heaven or by earth or by anything else. All you need to say is a simple yes or no. Otherwise, you will be condemned. And now the big picture surrounding this verse. As James extols the virtues of having faith, he concludes by saying that faith produces humility and dependence on God as we await the return of Jesus. On a practical note, James concludes by telling his readers to pray if they are suffering and sing if they are happy. It's simple enough to write, but life-changing when put into practice. One of the reasons for scholars thinking that this letter of James was very soon after Christ's crucifixion is because of its simple practical approach. Significantly, this is the very reason why so many followers of Christ love this short letter, penned by someone who actually grew up with Jesus as an earthly brother. A word of warning, however, only read the full version if you want some blunt truths to ponder. And now our action step for today. One of my lecturers during theological training regularly handed out printed notes rather than spending a lot of time lecturing and having us all write our own notes. I clearly remember him handing out some hefty piles from time to time, and once the weight of paper prompted a fellow student to exclaim, "I'm really glad God didn't get you to write any of the Bible. Otherwise, we would all have needed a wheelbarrow to carry around our pocket testaments." Only joking, of course, but it sums up what James is surely saying in today's verse. Yes or no will do. I sometimes wonder if our answers are often so unnecessarily long to deter replies. Of course, there are times when we need to say more, but equally, there are times when a brief response gives the other person an opportunity to reply and create a dialogue that can benefit both sides. In brief, why not try brevity?